Welcome to the Pride Lands, home to some of the most glorious animals in Africa. I am Rafiki, and I am here to tell you the story of one special lion who lives here, a lion who holds a very dear place in my heart. You can read along with me in your book. Every time you hear this sound, you will know it is time to turn the page. Let us begin now. Every morning, as the sun peeks over the horizon, a giant rock formation catches the first rays of light. This is Pride Rock, home to my good friend King Mufasa and his lovely wife, Queen Sarabi. On this particular morning, animals from all over the Pride Lands had journeyed to Pride Rock to honor the birth of their newborn cub, Simba. As part of the celebration, I had a special duty. I cracked open a gourd, dipped my finger inside, and made a mark on Simba's forehead. Then I lifted the future king up high for all to see. The elephants trumpeted with their trunks, the monkeys jumped up and down, and the zebras stamped their hooves with happiness. Not far from the ceremony, in a cave at the backside of Pride Rock, a scraggly lion with a dark mane grumbled,
"Life's not fair. I shall never be king."
This was Mufasa's brother, Scar, who was jealous of Simba's position as the next king. Moments later, Mufasa was at the doorway to the cave.
"Sarabi and I didn't see you at the presentation of Simba."
Zazu, Mufasa's trusted advisor, also appeared.
"You should have been first in line."
"I was first in line, until the little hairball was born."
And with that, Scar stalked out of the cave. Before long, Simba grew into a healthy, playful young cub. Early one morning, he and Mufasa climbed to the top of Pride Rock. As they looked out at the rising sun, Mufasa pointed to the light beams that stretched across the Pride Lands.
"Look, Simba, everything the light touches is our kingdom."
Simba scanned the horizon and noticed a dark spot in the distance.
"What about that shadowy place?"
"That's beyond our borders. You must never go there, Simba."
"But I thought a king can do whatever he wants."
"There's more to being king than getting your way all the time. Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. As king, you need to understand that balance and respect all the creatures, from the crawling ant to the leaping antelope. We are all connected in the great circle of life."
Later, as Simba headed back down the path, he ran into Scar.
"Hey, Uncle Scar, guess what? I'm gonna be king of Pride Rock. My dad just showed me the whole kingdom, and I'm gonna rule it all."
Scar looked slyly at the young cub.
"He didn't show you what's beyond that rise at the northern border."
"Well, no. Said I can't go there."
"And he's absolutely right. It's far too dangerous. Only the bravest lions go there."
"Promise me you'll never visit that dreadful place."
When Simba returned home, he found his friend Nala and her mother Serafina visiting with Sarabi.
"Come on, I just heard about this great place."
The mothers gave permission for the youngsters to go as long as Zazu went with them. Simba and Nala raced across the Pride Lands in an effort to lose the watchful bird. They led him through many herds of animals until they finally lost him. Once the cubs were free of Zazu, Simba pounced on Nala, then Nala flipped Simba onto his back. They tumbled down a hill and landed in a dark ravine, littered with elephant skulls and bones.
"Whoa!"
Simba looked around and gasped.
"This is it. We made it."
Before the cubs could explore any farther, Zazu tracked them down.
"Man,
we're way beyond the boundary of the Pride Land, and right now we are all in very real danger."
Suddenly, three hyenas slithered out of the eye sockets of an elephant skull. Frightened, Simba, Zazu, and Nala jumped back. It was Banzai, his partner Shenzi, and the always laughing Ed. Banzai sneered.
A trio of trespassers!
Zazu tried to lead the cubs to safety, but Banzai grabbed him by the neck and plopped him down. The hyenas circled their prey, licking their chops.
What's the hurry? We'd love you to stick around for dinner.
While the hyenas argued about who was going to eat whom, Simba, Nala, and Zazu quietly slipped away. But the hyenas weren't distracted for long. They gave chase, and Simba and Nala had to run as fast as they could. Finally, they tried hiding behind some elephant bones. Just when it looked as if it were all over for the young cubs, Mufasa appeared and sent the hyenas flying with a swipe of his big paw.
If you ever come near my son again.
The hyenas slinked away, and Mufasa glared at Simba.
You deliberately disobeyed me. I'm very disappointed in you.
Mufasa sent Nala and Zazu home so he could talk privately to his son. Simba peered up at his father.
I was just trying to be brave like you.
Being brave doesn't mean you go looking for trouble.
Dad? We're pals, right? And we'll always be together, right?
Mufasa looked up at the stars.
Simba, let me tell you something my father told me. Look at the stars. The great kings of the past looked down on us from those stars.